Greetings, Church. It is such a great honor and privilege for me to be hosting this session. My name is Franco Kennedy. I am married to a lovely wife. I live in Somerset West. I work there at a company called Finovate, and we help small businesses with their financial stewardship. So the outline of this session will be dealt in two parts. First will be just to give you guys a background. So then we'll deal with what is tax, what does it, how does it work, where does it come from, where does it go to, and what is my responsibility when it comes to tax. Then secondly, we'll get a little bit more practical. That's when we'll say, let's discuss income tax as an employee, and I'll also be looking at tax tips for your business. There's quite a lot of things in this session, and I'll unfortunately not be able to deal with all the questions. There will be a question and answer session afterwards where you can address certain specific questions to me, and I'm more than welcome to help you to assist with some questions, some answers regarding it, and to just assist you in better ways of thinking how to deal with tax. So let's get started. So what is tax? So practically, if we look at tax, there are two things in life that we can be certain of. One is death, the other one is taxes. And luckily today, I will not be speaking about death, but I will be speaking about taxes. We have in this, we've got a tendency to always shy away of taxes. We don't want to talk about it. We want to just bury our head and almost think that it's going to just roll over and everybody's going to forget about it. But as a Christian, it is really important that we are also good stewards of our own finances, and that includes thinking about taxes. So what is tax? Tax is a means whereby the state collects funds from persons. It's also, it pays for the state's administration, that is roadworks, that is the administration of the government, education, even a public health care. So there are different types of expenses where the state needs to, they need to get some sort of revenue where they can also pay for the expenses that they need to incur. And that's where tax comes from. It is also for the benefit of the citizens of this country. How does it work? So we've got a national treasury, and the national treasury creates laws and budgets. And what they have done, we have got an Income Tax Act 58, and that is of the year 1962. And that is the current Income Tax Act that legislates how tax is dealt with. There's also been various amendments of this income tax legislation over the years that stipulate specifically how do we need to deal with this with tax. So then there is SARS, and SARS is the it's established in 1997, and it administers and collects taxes on behalf of the National Treasury. Recently, they've upgraded their e-filing profile, which makes it much easier for us as citizens to submit our taxes. So, where does taxes come from? There are two ways that you can look at it. You can look at it direct taxes, and you can look at it as indirect taxes. So, direct taxes are income tax, capital gains tax, estate duty, dividends tax, donations tax, turnover tax, and then additional other smaller taxes. Then we've got the indirect taxes. Indirect taxes of value-added tax, which you'll know as VAT. You'll think about transfer duties. If you sell a property, security transfer, that is when you sell your shares. And then you get customs and excess duty and various levies, like a fuel levy that you'll get when you purchase petrol for your motor vehicle. So you do get direct taxes, you get indirect taxes. What I'll be focusing on is mostly the direct taxes, and I'll be specifically focusing on income tax. What we'll look at is we'll look at the total tax that our country receives and the breakdown, the percentages of the different types of taxes. So on this slide, you can see that mainly the total tax comprises of personal income tax, which in the 2018 to 2019 tax season, it apportioned 38% of the total tax revenue. Then second to that is VAT, that makes up just more than 25% of total tax. Thirdly, you'll see that companies' income tax makes up about 16.6% of total taxes. All the other taxes combined equals to about 20%. So this just gives you a good idea of how and from which sources does the income tax come from. So where does it go? Where does our taxes go? So a lot of us as citizens, we don't always think that our country will utilize the taxes as efficiently and as well as we might would have wanted it to be utilized. That today is not where I'm not going to discuss and not going to start a conversation on that side. But if you do like to know more about where taxes are spent, you can look at this slide and you can see the different areas where our country makes a budget and they will allocate funds to the different sectors and to different parts. So quickly to have a look at some of them, you'll see that learning and culture is pretty much about 7% of the total expenditure goes to learning and culture. Then you can look at health, it's also about 7%. Social development, about 7%. Community development, about 9%. And so you can go on with the different percentages where our national budget gets made up of. Okay, so the big question is, if we do understand that we need to pay taxes, we understand where it comes from, we understand how it gets spent, but then you might ask, what is my responsibility? And not just what is my responsibility as a citizen, but also what is my responsibility as a Christian when it comes to taxes? Like I mentioned before, this is a very difficult topic to discuss. A lot of people, they'll deviate away from this topic. And it is very important that we just look at scripture when it comes to taxes. So I'll read a scripture from Romans that just specifically addresses this issue. This is why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. This scripture comes from Romans 13, verse 6 to 7, and it specifically gives us detail of how to address the issue of tax. It says, if you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. It is important for us as Christians to understand what taxes are due, to understand the implications, and to pay the taxes over to our authorities, because our authorities are God's servants. And it's important that we don't just undermine their authority. Otherwise, we're also undermining God's authority. I truly believe that it is our responsibility to be good citizens, to pay our taxes, and to understand the implications. What I want to show you guys now is there are also ways of reducing the tax burden. It's not just that we have to pay. There are lots of legislation that also gives us some deductions and exemptions when it comes to paying taxes. And normally in South Africa, we work with sliding scales, and therefore the rich will pay more taxes than the poor. And this also leads to a better distribution of our wealth. So it is not always a bad thing. And you can also see paying taxes as a way of supporting your citizens, your fellow citizens, people in your area, in your community. And if you see it that way, it's also easier to understand paying taxes. It's part of you giving back to your community. It's giving back to your country, and it's also helping others. And even though we're not always happy with the way it gets distributed, it is important to understand and to keep fast on the scripture that specifically tells us that we need to honor authorities, that we need to pay our taxes when it becomes due. Okay, so now let us look into the more practical side of today's session. So this session's topic is personal income tax as an employee. So you can refer to the slides, but I've made a few notes just on things that is very important to understand when it comes to personal income tax as an employee. So firstly, if you are an employee, your employer will pay as you earn on your behalf over to SARS. That is something when you get a pay slip, the amount that gets paid into your bank account is not the same amount as that you actually receive as total remuneration. So the contract might stipulate that your salary is 20,000 rand per month, but you might only get 17,000 rand in your bank account. That 3,000 rand gets paid over to SARS, and it normally equates to the pay as you earn portion of the tax. Then secondly, just to remember that pay as you earn is a form of personal income tax. Some people get confused with it. They aren't two separate types of taxes. They're still the same. You do have an obligation at the end of the year to consider if you have received additional tax to the pay as you earn, maybe just your salary. So if you've got a business on the side that you're also running and that business is making a profit, those profits will also need to be taken into consideration when you do your tax return at the end of the year. It is important to understand that principle and that concept. Then personal income tax is determined on a sliding scale. Like I've mentioned before, a sliding scale works where it starts off with 0% up until the first 83,000 rand. You won't get taxed. Now that is for the 2021 tax season. So up until 83,000 rand, that's just more than 6,900 rand per month. If that is your salary, you don't have to pay any tax. You will be taxed at 0%. Then after that, the slide goes up to 18%. And then it goes up to 40, and from 18%, it goes up all the way to 45%. Key thing to remember is, if you get a bigger salary, you'll always get more in your own pocket. SARS, you're not gonna pay tax more than what you'll get out. You'll always get out more than what you pay tax for. So it's important to understand the sliding scales, and we'll go into some examples about how it works. So then, you'll also see that SARS allows different deductions. So you get different deductions. You get deductions on donations that you make to a public benefit organization. You can get deductions by actually having a retirement annuity fund or a pension fund set up. You can get credits if you've got a medical aid, and you can actually get back 310 rand if you've got your own medical aid. So if your medical aid is 1,500 rand a month, SARS will give you back 310 rand per month because you've got medical aid. Then you've got travel allowances, and you've got some home office expenditure that you could also deduct. We won't be able to have time to look into all of these things, but it is important to note, and you can ask your tax practitioner if you want to know more about these type of things. Then a useful quick tool that we'll also be showing you guys is TaxStim. So you can visit the website www.taxstim.co.za. There's various calculations or calculators and even just definitions of the different types of taxes that you can consider, and nice calculators that you can use to make sure that you understand how much tax you are paying. So let's get into it. So this is a good example. So for the 2019 to 2020 tax year, if the person's age 35 years, his salary is 30,000 rand per month, he makes 3,000 rand retirement annuity contributions, and he's got two members on a medical aid. Plus, he's got a Section 18A donation of 500 rand per month. You can see on the slide the difference of including the deductions versus not including the deductions. It's a very big difference. It is therefore important that you understand the difference and all the things that are applicable when you do your tax return, to make sure that you actually do put in these deductions as stipulated in here. So you can see there's a massive saving when it comes to these deductions. And therefore, I advise to not just do your tax returns by yourself and not take into consideration these deductions, but to take it seriously and rather pay somebody a small fee to do your tax return on your behalf if you know you can save much more in return. Then other things just to note. So what I've done is On TaxStim, there's a calculator, and these are just easy steps that you can follow in order to check how much tax do you actually pay based on your own salary. So the first thing you can do is you can open up TaxStim. I've shared the link below in the slides. Then you can fill in your tax details. What is the tax year? Your total salary. If you've made a retirement annuity fund contribution or pension fund, and your age. After that, you can click on calculate. You'll calculate it. And you'll see the result. You'll see how much can you take home every month. Plus, you'll be able to see how much of it is pay as you earn. Then you can even add your medical aid tax credits. There's a different link that I shared in the slides. And you can fill in your medical aid details there. And then you'll also be able to see how much is the rebate on those medical aid deductions. With that, you can calculate how much you can finally get out if you also have a medical aid in your personal name. So on the next slide, we can look at the two different scenarios. So on the left-hand side, you can see on the slides, it's a screenshot that I took off TaxStim, and it's for the 2019 year. You can see there's a basic salary of 20,000 Rand a month. And you can see there that your take home pay, if you've got a salary of 20,000 Rand and there isn't any other deductions, your take home pay is about 17,000 Rand per month. So the rest is the pay as you earn that you'll be paying. Then on the right hand side, I've chosen a salary of 30,000 Rand a month. There you can see the take home pay is about 24,000 Rand. What I wanted to show you is, if your salary is higher, you will always take home more, but your taxes will also increase. It's just how it works, and that's how a sliding scale works. So please go and open up TaxStim and calculate your own salary based on these simple steps. So now we come to the part, you might ask the question, what about submitting a return? So this is where it gets technical and it gets tricky, and you might not want to do it yourself. But I have also shared a link that you can use to make it a little bit easier to understand how to submit a tax return. Like I've said, SARS have redone their e-filing profile. They've made it more user-friendly. And I've also included a video in the slides that you can follow. It's a YouTube video by SARS where they just take you through the process and just familiarize yourself with it. If you've got a basic tax return, I would definitely advise you to submit those tax returns. It's not good to have outstanding tax returns. When it comes to finance applications, maybe you want to buy a house, and if you don't have submitted tax returns, you might not get that bond that you wish to buy your property. I wouldn't say that is good stewardship. So please help us all as a country to submit those tax returns. You might even get a refund if you've got these deductions in place. Lastly, I just want to share some tips when it comes to your business. So there are different things to consider when it comes to your business. So if your business is registered as a CEC, a company, a trust, you will have to submit a separate income tax return for that entity. You will also have to submit provisional tax returns. If your business is a sole proprietor or partnership, you will have to include your business profits in your personal income tax return. And you will still be required to submit provisional tax returns every 6 months. It is important to understand the difference between if your business is registered as a company, per se, and if your business is just a sole proprietor, if you just run it in your personal name. If you run it in your personal name, it gets taken, it gets added to your salary that you might get from an employer. And you need to consider both of those, and you need to add them both to make sure that you do pay enough taxes over to SARS at the end of the year. If your company is a if your business is a company, then you need to submit its own tax return for that company, and that tax return needs to be submitted on e-filing on a separate profile. It's very important just to be aware of that. So practically, what helps? I always tell my clients, you need to split your business from your personal life. Business expenses need to be separately in a separate bank account, and your personal life, your personal expenses need to be in a separate bank account. If you mix the two, it's very difficult to determine the tax, and you might get it wrong, and you might not be honoring God if you do get it wrong. So how can you practically do it? there are very good cloud platforms, accounting platforms that can also facilitate you in making sure that you can account for your expenses and your income in your business. And two of these platforms are Xero and Sage Cloud Accounting. Please have a look at them. They are really good platforms to help you and assist you to make good and informative decisions on your business. Then I'll just advise you to speak to your accountant, speak to your professional advisor, speak to somebody that you trust and that you know that that person can assist you with your stewardship when it comes to your business. Tax is a big part of your business, and it's you can almost see it as a shareholder of your business. When it's a registered company, you can see it as a 28% shareholder of your business, and you need to honor that shareholder. Therefore, it's important to make sure that you pay your taxes. My last slide for tips on your business is just a slide with different links that you can follow and where you can read up on some of the different deductions that's also applicable to businesses, specifically small businesses. Please read up on them. If you've got any questions, I'll give you some contact details and we'll have a live Q&A session where you can also discuss the various different topics that might come out of the session. So lastly, if you need further assistance, please speak to your financial advisor or your tax practitioner. Visit the TaxTim website. Read the articles posted on these slides. And please join the live Q&A session. If those things can't help you, you can always email me at advice@finovate.co.za. I'll be more than welcome to help you and assist you in the various questions. Thank you for joining this session. I hope it was relevant. I hope it helps. And I hope that you can also be a good steward of your finances and a good steward of your tax.